Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's a Blossoms podcast.
Live from the Blossoms pub.
Correction, not live, and also not remotely from a pub.
Which is shit. I miss going to the pub, do you?
Not really.
Yeah, I do.
I really miss it.
2020.
I mean, let's cheer things up a bit.
I miss life in general, if I'm honest.
Fucking hell. Right, let's cheer it up. How is everybody?
Terrible.
Doing all right.
No, fine.
Yeah, good.
Fucking hell.
No. Well, Chaz has
You've been cycling, haven't you, Chaz? You're just a bit...
cold, isn't it?
Chest. And the weather is changing.
The weather is changing.
The trees are bald.
I call you baldy.
Calamansha.
Yeah, it's that wake up in the morning, it's just that little bit extra cold, isn't it? A bit freezing.
Do you know what I can't stand when you've got to de-ice the car windscreen.
Don't drive, don't have the probs.
Do you know what's good, though? About the colder weather, you can put a jacket on.
Yeah, I do like dressing for the cold.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's not like you can't wear a jacket anyway, but you know, when it's sunny.
I know what you mean, Miles. There's something cosy about it.
I prefer dressing in the winter.
I don't like walking around in just a t-shirt.
I don't.
My arms are out and it's a bit light. I look like a bit like a skeleton and that, you know what I mean? So
I used to hate wearing thermal undies and thermal underwear when I was a kid, but now I'll jump at the chance when it's cold.
Thermals?
I've never had thermal underwear.
I think you need it, Joe. Wear thermal underwear.
Yeah, like, I used to like wearing it though, because you used to get dead hot in the playground.
Yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah. You'd have it. It'd be good for when you're out and about. Then you go, like when I've been to New York, you have to wear it because it's -15.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're all right when you're out and about. When you get into like a bar and it starts getting warm, you just feel a bit of a fucking.
I've
dick,
got nature's version of thermals. Unsociably hairy legs.
You've got very hairy legs. Like. Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it, the levels of hair on the legs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it just stops.
You're the youngest, but the hairiest of
my,
legs.
My dad has got no hair on his legs at all.
Like, he looks like he's shaved.
No, years of denim. No, honestly, he's always had it. Literally, like, there's not a hair on his leg. Looks like he's. You've seen, right? He looks like he shaved his legs.
Have we talked about the cure for baldness on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, like, where
massaging.
Like,
carrying stuff on your head.
Carry stuff on your head.
You know, we did talk about your dad's got a hairy. We
have a hairy shoulder, yeah.
Remember, early doors we talked about.
We're recycling now, aren't we?
I need to carry stuff on my temples then.
I'm fucking sure we said this last time.
I think we did say exactly. I think I said the same joke.
Word for word, wasn't it?
Well, we've got it.
I've got something to kick us off with.
Go on then.
Bit of light-hearted things. So I'll let you pick what you want to do. I've prepped, basically I've got some riddles that I want you to like work out. Or I've got guess the sound.
Let's guess the sound.
But I've not done as much of guess the sound.
Yeah,
I like the roguedness of guess the sound. This is the first guess the sound. It's 15 seconds of the sound and you've got to figure out what the sound is. Right. But I typed in hard because the first fucking ones I looked at were like the fucking
is this
like
a thing?
Flushing a toilet. Everyone knows what that sounds like. Yeah, yeah.
You right, go on.
So let it play first.
Oh, I know what that is.
Let it play first. I'll have a think.
Sounds like someone's getting a vigorous spanking, doesn't it?
So I think I'll give you a bit of a clue. The snary sound at the end is like deceiving with the what it is. It's not that big of a thing.
I thought it was a staple gun.
Right, you thought it was a staple gun?
Yeah, because it's got that kind of weird that delay thing. Yeah. I think I might say the same.
Shall I?
What were you going to say?
No, I'll go for the same.
You go and stay. Someone go different.
What were you going to say?
Play it again.
But the first bit doesn't make sense.
Sounds like Miles clicking his phone.
Try and focus on the first bit again.
I know.
Phone. Phone's a clue. You're getting closer with phone.
I know what it is.
Go on.
Wait, I forgot.
What?
Is yeah, it wait? It's either is it one of those phones that you put the fucking you put your finger in it and it goes and it's like where little holes and shit.
It's not a phone.
Is it Morse code?
No. Is it somebody locking the phone and putting it on the table?
No, you're getting closer though. It's not the actual device. It's something to do with the phone, but it's not a phone.
Right, go on, tell us.
It's AirPod case closing and opening.
Is it?
That's really satisfying. That.
Yeah, that's the magnetic.
No, yeah. It's like, you know, you close it back down.
I don't understand the clickiness at the beginning. Yours,
that's opening it.
These in my hand.
Yeah, go on, open it. Yeah, open do it. It's got it in his hand.
Kind of.
But like for a better mic and all that.
Mine are AirPod Pros, okay?
Ooh.
Right, here's another one. I've not listened to this one yet. Right.
Sounds like a really bad snare drum sample.
It's not a snare.
That sounds like something's rolling.
Yeah, it sounds like a marble or something, like rolling on something.
I'll give you a clue.
It's the life of the marble, isn't it?
I'll give you a clue.
Yes, man.
Listen to the tail end.
Ah. Is it someone removing the used coffee?
Nope. It's related with that. It's in that realm of dining, I would say. Food. It's food related.
Chopping something, then?
No. What's happening at the end?
It's like frying.
Oh.
Onions being fried.
Popcorn!
No, what's the first bit? What do you do that to and then starts frying?
The oven.
Garlic!
No.
Crushing garlic.
Is it turning a cooker on?
Nope.
Go on, what is it?
Cracking an egg.
Oh, that's fucking cracking an egg!
How hard's the egg?
That sounds nothing like an egg.
That's what it says.
Fucking bloody hell.
That's been mixed up with something else, that. It sounds like a guillotine at school when you cut paper.
Cracking an egg!
Can.
That's a jet or something, isn't it? A jet of water.
Spray. Paint.
What specifically?
Aerosol. No.
Sounds more intense than it actually is.
Oh, is it spraying in water?
Is it like a Windex? You know,
no, it's perfume from a bottle.
Fucking what? What perfume's that?
The second part of my little game section. Is
Tom's Games.
There you go, that can be. Miles put that in auto-tune and reverb.
Whoa, what are you saying about the auto-tune there?
What are we doing?
So I say a riddle and you got to say what the answer
okay.
is. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you don't have me. What am I?
Say it again.
If you have me, you want to share me.
Stop. Okay.
If you share me, you don't have me. What am I?
I think I've heard this one before.
So what do you think it is?
Is it a hug?
No. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you don't have me. What am I?
A pen?
Do you not like sharing your pens?
Not at school. 15 years ago. I don't know. I'm fucking shit
anyone
at
else?
Riddles.
Can anyone get it?
I was going to say water, something liquid, because obviously when it's gone, isn't it?
Was I close with a hug?
No.
It's something like...
Well, it's a riddle, isn't it? It's what you don't expect. It's like... Yeah, it's
I feel like I've heard this one before. Heard this one.
You've got to think out of the box.
Pubic lights.
Yeah.
If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you don't have me.
You're going to have to spill the beans.
Yeah, go on. Fuck
go on.
Yeah, that's hard.
What is it? Secret.
I have heard this one before.
Yeah, that's good.
Miles, give me a
fact. Space is silent. Now, we all know that anyway.
Oh, yeah, because sound waves can't move, travel through space.
You don't like space, do you?
Fuck that.
Well, yeah, it freaks you out, doesn't it?
What about it scares you? Is it the unknown?
The never-ending darkness.
Fucking hell. Songwriter, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I found mad about space? You know, when you think about it, you know, when you look at like a map of like the solar system and that, you don't think about...
The solar what?
Solar sister.
The hospital.
That's
solar
a good
sister.
Name for a band, that.
You don't think about what's up or down, do you?
I do. That's why it scares me. Well, it's just nothing.
It kind of technically isn't.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's not, is it? Because like, you could be in Australia here and you're technically upside down if you're thinking about it from us.
Mm.
The gravitational pull is at the centre of the Earth. That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're in space. When you're in space, you'd know where up and down was by looking at the Earth, wouldn't you?
Well, no, because you wouldn't know.
It spins like that way, though, doesn't it? It doesn't spin.
Well, it's on a slight axis, isn't it?
Yeah, but you yourself.
Yeah, but you yourself could have been
going fucking like.
Or you yourself could. Yeah,
but you'd see if you went like that, you'd see like Britain upside down.
Yeah, no, yeah, but say you took off from space and you looked at it at night and then you got there and it was thinking you'd be at a different orientation.
There's no gravity, so that means there is no up and down.
There is no up and down.
Let's send Tom to space and we'll find out.
I'd love to send you to space. I think you'd just be so underwhelmed. You'd be like, yeah, it's all right.
I'd hate it. Oh, it's so scary.
Gives you anxiety, doesn't it?
In France, there's a place called Y. And I mean like the letter Y.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
My guy.
Y. Yeah, yeah, so capital Y. So should we have a look? Where's that?
In where? France?
In France, there's a place called Y. So
there's a few strange places.
In the world.
What's that one? What's that one in Wales? The longest...
It's a commune. So what's a commune, Chaz? You know...
Commune?
Maps? Yeah, yeah.
It's like a cult of people that live in a specific area and they have their own rules.
Did they just run out of ink trying to name it or something? Because that's like, do you know what I mean? And just fucking left it. I'll do it later.
I learned this the other day, just watching some YouTube. You know, like you get like an A to Z atlas type thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone's got a phone now.
Yeah.
So you don't need to really like pull out a map of Birmingham, for example.
Yeah.
But
Birmingham.
First thing that came to mind. But for copyright purposes, the people who created the map would make intentional errors. So that means that so they may just change the shape of a road slightly, or they'll even just misspell something, or they'll just make up a village, make up a road name, and that means that they'd be able to spot if someone's copied their map.
Wow.
And so they could sue them for shit tons of cash.
Fucking hell, that's boss.
Have you ever looked at old maps?
Yes.
They're fucking well cool.
Yeah, they're bizarre.
Boss, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I've got a few old maps of Stockport and Mills.
Man, I remember like going on holiday when my mum driving to Wales and using a map.
Yeah.
Tom, print us out the AA route finder.
That's my mum all
Ink's
over.
Ink's always gone on it.
Yeah, dead fate. I think A53.
I remember my mum map reading for my dad when we used to go down south and that.
Have you seen that thing that I showed you? You don't believe me, but you know that fucking...
Oh yeah, the world, like the...
Maps, like the real sizes of countries and stuff.
Fucking hell.
Because to do with like the earth being like a sphere, it's like incorrectly proportioned on like maps and that.
The earth isn't a sphere though.
What did you say flat. The biggest place is?
Oh no, sorry Josh, yeah, it is flat. Dartboards are made out of horse hairs.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was cork.
Cork underneath.
Corking.
Right. The herb, rosemary, got its name after Queen Mary ate a French dish, that had rosemary on it on Rose Day. Rose Day, do you know what Rose Day is?
No.
It's on the 7th of Feb, and it's like the beginning of Valentine's.
You're not looking at your notes for this. You just seem to know it, don't you?
No, I'm actually...
You've revised.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I did do revision and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, right.
Anyway, it was. This is why I wrote notes, because the original name of rosemary was salvia, which is...
Salvia?
Yeah, which is...
Okay, now I don't want to talk about that.
Salvia.
What's it called? Fucking... Is it Latin? That's the one.
Yeah,
it is. You're correct.
Yeah. Because other plants are called sativa and
that's why I've got it on my phone because I couldn't remember the original name.
Okay, well,
so the original name of rosemary was called salvia, right? Queen Mary on Rose Day, 1913, I think it was, whatever it was. She sat down, had this dish, and was like, "What's this like?" She never had rosemary or salvia at the time. She was like, "What's this like? Taste and fragrance." And someone's like, "It's salvia," and she coined it rosemary because she was eating it on Rose Day.
Where does the Mary come from, though?
Because her name Queen Mary.
It's bullshit, that. It's fucking bullshit.
Rosemary. Honestly.
Do you know why I think it's bullshit, right? When I wrote At Most A Kiss,
yeah,
I remember...
Rosemary Wilde.
I remember singing... I remember writing, she worded her man, let's elope to Japan. And I wanted to say, like, between the fields. So then I Googled, like, Japanese plants or think flowers you would find in Japan.
Hmm.
And wild rosemary came up, which I think that's got to have been around... Well before fucking 1913, with that name.
So when?
Oh
was...
No! Like she just gave.
So
that she changed.
Yeah. So before then, it was called
Salvia. But then again,
it's got a slightly bigger name.
Hang on a minute. I've got a logical explanation for this. When was Queen Mary and when did she reign?
I don't have a fucking clue.
She didn't check the weather.
Because
is Queen Mary the Queen's mum?
You know Scarborough Fair.
I'd like to take you.
There's a lyric in that: parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, which is medieval. And the medieval period was before the reign of Mary, so it mustn't be right. It's bullshit.
I think it's bullshit.
Well, I'll fight Queen Mary.
Plus, I've smoked salvia, and if you eat it, fucking hell.
I just lied about it all. It's all bullshit.
that was easy, though.
No, yeah, it was. Once you got going, it was a good one to start. start with. Salvia, did you make salvia up?
No, it's called like salvia summit. It's called like salvia rosemary Mary or something like that. You know what I mean? So when I said like I couldn't pronounce the other bit, I was like,
it's in like, you can see it in like cosmetics and stuff, can't you?
Yeah,
that.
It's like, yeah, yeah, it's like salvia rosemary Mary. It's like,
you know.
I thought I'd have you with that. I thought, nice, I thought it was quite a good one. It's nice, is to fucking cook boss, isn't it?
Put it in my chili last night, actually.
Nice.
Did you? Nice. Top five.
Should we give a brief background of how we became friends before we just say
yeah.
it? Throwback, paint the picture, April 2018.
In my head, it's Munich, but it's not, is it?
It's Munich.
It was Munich.
First time we met
was
you.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Well remembered, Joe.
I remember the exact moment, actually.
I do as well.
The canteen.
Catering, right?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I made such an impression.
Yeah. We were on tour with, obviously, Noel in Europe. Yeah. But it was like a 3-week tour, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we'd already done a few dates, maybe.
Yeah. It was a belter, wasn't it?
Yeah, so good that tour.
And it was hard. We were drinking every night.
Yeah.
It was a good tour. And then
it was good.
Yeah, you came into the canteen.
And yeah, I even remember what we were eating.
Pumpkin soup.
No, it was corn chowder. Like vomit.
We'd have probably swerved that.
Oh, no, I did swerve. I think I was eating bread just on its own. Do you know what I mean? But I remember, and then I was like, I'm going for a cig. And they said, I'll come with you. We went down for a cig, and this, is it a woman or like some sort of stalker?
Yeah, stalker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she was stalker. Like, came to an ace and was just like, probably, and obviously I'd just met an ace, and I went up and was like, step away.
I've done that a few times.
The classic Joe Donovan.
Step away. I was like, and I all of a sudden.
Why
became,
was she like overstepping the?
Yeah, like this person was like proper badgering you. I remember being outside, and I remember being like, "This is weird." And then I was like, I think at first, okay, everyone was like, "Anais, do you want to just go
look
over
at
there?
The bollard?"
Like, I think yeah, we've got to go and look at that bollard over there. Just something stupid.
Then you told me off, didn't you?
And make it laugh. And I was like, "Chaz, just leave her alone." And then yeah, it carried on like incessantly. I was like, just chill out now.
Step away.
Step away. I've said that 3 times.
Save my ass in San Francisco.
Yeah,
with that.
Step away.
Who was that again?
An unsavory character at a cash machine.
Yeah, he came up to me and said, "You printing money?"
Oh, yeah. We
talked about this before, I think.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I went, step away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We had a few good nights out. Miles famously said, "We have a lot of money combined."
Yeah.
That was
a full-on knobhead moment. Basically, we weren't allowed into... It was like this club that was like attached to the venue.
The venue turned into a club.
Yeah, yeah, but it was like a different room.
No, it wasn't. It was like a big venue, so there was lots of different floors and stuff.
Yeah, it was a big venue with loads of different floors, a big auditorium. And there was like a night... We were like drinking backstage. And it was one of the nights where it was like quite a chill night. We're all just sort of sat there like, "Oh, this is all right." And just having a chat and a laugh. And we could hear this...
No, it was tune. No, they were good. It was like ABBA and shit. That's why
it was. It was a 70s club night.
Yeah, that.
And we were like, we need to get in here, and we couldn't get in.
But yeah, we couldn't go in through the front.
Why wasn't I there?
Were you not there?
No, I wasn't there.
So I absolutely wasn't there.
I've got a feeling like did some of your mates come up?
That's right.
Steen
Steen
and all
was there.
You were there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right. So then we it was us three, me, Miles, and Tom, and then Anaitis. So it was us four, and we were like, "How do we get there?" Like trying to look around, we couldn't find them. Went through this door, and it was like behind the bar of the nightclub.
No,
we went into the kitchen.
Oh, was it the kitchen?
We went into the kitchen.
We're like, "Let us through here." And they were like, "No, we can't let you through." And then that's when Miles said his famous line.
I was like, "We have a lot of money combined." And I think, so in my head, I was like, "I'm going to bribe him." So I got my wallet out. I'd like, I don't even know what the currency is. What is it?
Euros.
Is it euros?
The euro.
No. I don't know if it was like pesetas or something like that. Like,
peseta.
So I had like 10 pesetas on me. And I was like... It's not happening there.
But to be fair,
we went in.
I can't remember how we got
in. Makes me laugh there. Like, Miles is obviously just talking about you in it because we were fucking skint.
we
have a lot of money combined. Like,
we did.
Like, we probably had about 300 quid between us. Then you're just guessing an ace's finances.
Well, we got in. It works, didn't it?
You've came up for Katie, my girlfriend's party.
Yeah.
Dressed as your dad.
Dress.
Oh,
went been to a few parties at mine, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie's birthday. I've been for Sunday dinner at Joe's parents' house. I've been to Josh and Charlie's house. And at New Year's last year.
Yeah, so
and also barbecue.
You just come up to walk the dog the other week, didn't you?
Long trip. The dog with Charlie.
To be fair, I think it's like you said, your gran. Did you call your gran?
My grandmother. I'm posh.
Sorry. grandmother lives us obviously near us, so it makes it like, see, it's good, isn't it? It's a good trip.
Two birds with one stone. Tie the two together.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that was.
Let's
move into this segment.
So we've asked. Yeah, we're asking friends and, you know, people we know,
colleagues,
colleagues, friends, you know,
peers.
Depends how. If we start having to scrape the barrel, we might be just going down to Parfitts and asking them, what's your top five Manchester teams?
3 million quid a week we make.
That was coming.
So yeah, why we want to know your five greatest tunes out of Manchester. Number one.
So anyway, I want to give a brief synopsis on this.
Nice.
And right. I thought that initially the question seems really easy. You feel like you can rattle it off. But then when you've got time, like if you gave me 30 seconds, it's a lot easier. When you've got time to think about it, then you start remembering all the different people who are actually from Manchester, and it gets quite difficult.
There's also an element of not wanting to come across as like, oh, Wonderwall. Do you know what I mean? Like, all right, yeah, you pick that one. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's an element of like where you're like, you might love that song, but you don't want to just come across as being like, oh, I'll just, like, it seems like a lazy answer, even though for you it might mean something else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think it is quite a hard question. We had Lloyd done it with us, and we didn't give
him as much time as
he literally came to do something else, and we went, oh, we're doing this little thing, can you do it now? And he had literally what you said, Dad, like 5 minutes. But he said the opposite of what you said. He was like, I wish I had more time to think about it. So I don't think there's like a right sort of way to go about it. And I think that's why it is a hard question.
Have you got more in your synopsis?
But I've got, but it's just difficult because then there is just so many. And so many that I didn't know were from Manchester. That was the hard thing. I had a few phone a friend situations. I did ask my dad for some help. He gave me fucking far out answers that I couldn't use because I had no idea what they were. So I was like, I'm not gonna use those.
So are you gonna like tell us why you like each song or?
No, I was just gonna rattle them off and leave.
Fuck off.
Oh god.
Sorry.
Jazzy's look at him, he's fuming.
Come on then, let's get your dad on instead.
It's usually me getting abused. It's quite interesting seeing it from the other way.
Right, number one. Let's get into it.
Number one is True Faith, New Order.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Great tune.
That was my first one.
Why?
I think it was when I was going through all the people from Manchester and everything, they were definitely one, you know, a group that I kept coming back to. But I was like, I have to put a New Order tune in. I have to. And the one that I subsequently landed on was True Faith because it's a fucking banger and I love it. I don't really have many significant memories attached to it other than the fact that it's a great song.
It's one of them tunes that I feel like it's just been around for as long as you can remember, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember
life without
first time I heard it or anything like that.
It's in your subconscious,
isn't
it? Yeah,
that chorus, it's just like always there. So I do get that. Just a banger.
I also feel like it's one of those songs that you would say to someone, oh, you know, True Faith, New Order, and they'd be like, no, don't know it. And then you'd play it and they'd know it.
And then they wouldn't it. And you're like, ah. It doesn't have to have significant, don't have to have like, you know, really deep meaning. You can just pick a banger.
It's just a banger, isn't it? That's what it is.
Exactly. Sure,
speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Number two
is Voodoo Ray by a guy called Gerald. Great, great dance track.
Voodoo Ray,
I recognise that name.
There's a guy who I used to be friends with called Ray Sheridan, and he renamed himself Voodoo Ray Sheridan after that tune.
It's a fucking good
song. Have you heard the tune, Chaz?
Yeah.
I've not heard that, I don't think.
I think
it's
one of them you've definitely...
Well, I know it.
You'd know it.
Yeah, you'll know it.
Radio 2, innit?
And what kind of tune is it?
It's an old 80s dance track that was like played in the Hacienda all the time.
Yeah,
and it's one of those songs that reminds me of first going to house parties and trying to fucking put something on that was cool and that would impress people. On Spotify and on iTunes for a while, they didn't have the song at all. And the only version they had was from the Hacienda Classical album, which if you haven't got on that, it's fucking brilliant. It's basically Hacienda tunes all done by an orchestra.
Yeah. Oh shit, we played a few festivals.
You
played before us at Glastonbury in 2017. Sure it was then, because Rowetta was there, weren't you?
Yeah, and then we've played them a few times. They did the same.
They've done Castfield Bowl and stuff.
Yeah, they've done but we've been on a few bills with them at festivals, like Hacienda Classical, Mint.
Good choice.
Thank you.
Track three.
Track three is More Than a Woman, Bee Gees.
Wow.
Good grief.
Oh, I had to put something in there that I really, I mean, dancing is one of my absolute favourite pastimes. It's the thing I love to do most in the world. And I'm really upset that we can't dance a lot at the moment because of Corona. Just a great, you know, all of their tracks, really. It's quite difficult to pick one because they're all brilliant disco tunes. But
More Than a Woman's Boss.
It is.
But exactly, it's my favourite one. And I love it. And it was one of the first ones that I was absolutely solid that I was going to put in my five. I just knew that they had to be in there. And
whereabouts in Manchester are they from?
Charlton.
Originally from Australia, weren't they?
No, yeah. From here, then they moved to Australia.
Yeah, then they came back.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, so they're from here, moved to Australia, then came back.
That's right.
Awesome. I love the dance scene in Saturday Night Fever to that.
Sorry, yeah. Isle of Man. They're from Isle of Man, then they went to Australia, then they came back to Charlton. Sorry. Waffling.
But yeah, no, we'll take him as Manchester.
Oh, yeah. Too right. Yeah, the dancing in Saturday Night Fever. That's what they like.
Do you know they had they wrote that soundtrack in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
That's ridiculous.
2 weeks.
Tom wrote the Christmas B-side in half an hour.
Same, is it? But reminds me of the Alma Lodge.
Yeah.
We used to work at the Alma Lodge, the hotel, working like, you know, weddings or 80th birthdays, 60th birthdays, 70th birthdays.
My 60th
singles night.
Singles night.
A firm favourite on singles night, More Than a Woman. Just as soon as you hear them strings at the start, you can see the blokes fucking shuffling to the dance floor.
It's a really cheap light show, that tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you remember the guy who just used to tan Diet Coke? Honestly, he used to order like 8 pints of Diet Coke a night.
Really good for your health, that.
he was a hardcore dancer. Like, he did not stop all night. He was like that. Like at the end of the night, he was like sweating out Diet Cokes. He was dancing all night, like having
his brown sweat dripping down his forehead.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, ugh.
Barry, singles night. Fuck off.
Oh, that's funny.
Have we ever told you that story, Nate?
No.
So we used to work at a singles night, and it was like, it's quite notorious around Stockport, or used to be.
It was the same characters every week.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So you worked there for 2 years. You fucking know the blokes. And the women, but mainly the blokes.
But one of the guys, Barry, and he was the cool guy in singles night. Like, he didn't dance. Do you know what I mean? He was too cool to dance, Barry. He used to set... Like,
he had a good head of hair.
Yeah.
He had a, like, you know... He always looked grey, but he was like, you know, thought he had a bit of a cool vibe.
But he always had, like, he always looked pretty smart.
Yeah.
Fred Perry, do you know what I mean? Like, he used to stand at the end of the bar with bodies, that's all he drunk. And we were doing a photo shoot once in Stockport, and we're walking down past a pub. Barry walks out of a pub, and he's with, like, another group of mates we've not seen.
They're all watching us take the photo shoot.
Tom went...
No, they're winding us up a little bit.
They're all tabbing, weren't they, like?
Yeah. They're all like, oh, who's this, the Beatles? Oh, what's this? Like, look at your hair.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, good.
And then I spotted him, didn't I? I was like, Barry! Barry from Singles Night! And he obviously looked at his mates next to him, and he went, fuck off.
Honestly,
I'm sure we just like reverted back into the pub as well.
Yeah. His mates were like, what was he talking about? You at singles night. Do you know what I mean? It was like, it was a little fuck off.
Fuck off. It was like a half smile, wasn't it? Fuck off. Yeah.
It's fucking genius.
Sorry,
we just thought we'd have to tell you that. But yeah, is there a certain moment with that song that you're like, oh, this is why this has to be? Or is it, again, just because it's a massive tune?
Yeah, no, on my school that I went to, we'd once a year, which is absolute carnage. You know how they have school dances and they're usually sectioned off in years? You know, you have like the year 8 dance and the year 9 dance. In my school, we had the year 9, year 13 dance. They combined the lowest and the eldest year, which just is an absolute nightmare. Yes. You'd have this dance, and it was the youngest year, so it was like 12, 13-year-olds with the 18-year-olds all in a dance hall. Mental. I don't know what the idea... I think the idea is meant to bookend the school, as in, you know, the youngest year and the eldest year know each other, then everybody in between is fine. But it's just really irresponsible to put...
Look after yourselves, like, don't worry about it.
But it's really irresponsible to put loads of 18-year-olds with, like, 30... And also, like, looking back on it, the 18-year-old boys were not staying away from the 12, 13-year-old girls.
Oh,
and that's
no.
what's weird.
Sake.
Yeah,
the
no,
thing
weird.
I, the thing I'm like is like I, at school discos and whatever's like that, it was always like people trying to get like vodka in also. It was always vodka. Why was it always vodka?
Glenn's vodka from
yeah, it was that. Always like, did, oh, was there Glenn's, any of that going yeah. around? Do you know what I mean? Because like, at 18 they can just buy it.
When I think of discos for us at school, I only remember the ones when it was like primary school, yeah, like slide, hot dogs,
slide, yeah.
slide on your knees and hot yeah. dogs. Like,
we were talking about this before, weren't we, Tom, you and Katie, that rainbow, what's it called? That stuff it was in last time I was at your house, we were talking about
oh,
it.
Rainbow drops.
Rainbow drops.
Oh,
literally
the
like,
talk about sweets, yeah. you know, like yeah, sweets yeah, yeah. you'd get.
They are shit rainbow
you,
drops.
You hated them, didn't you?
Fucking hated them. And they were the only things they'd sell, and you would just have get a tube of rainbow drops. It's basically just coloured air.
Yeah, you just yeah. like...
Tommy, two foot slide tackled this chick in year six disco. She broke her arm.
What are you laughing about?
And the previous year, Tommy and I had a stall, and we took the profits.
What, you stole it?
Yeah, we stole the profit.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, not all of them, but enough to get like an LSV from the shop, you know?
Yeah, 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 like you know, tenner or something like that.
Probably a tenner between us, yeah. Fuck. But the grand finale was when he broke someone's arm.
Do you know what? Scarlet Tooth also broke someone's arm at our year 9 disco.
I could
she
see her
danced
doing that.
So viciously that she knocked someone over.
The rhythm took over. In my head, like, she was dancing so hard it was shockwave.
Do you know what I've just remembered? Remember the Leavers disco in year 6 at primary school?
Yeah.
I remember all like the popular boys and girls. I was kind of on the fringe of the popular boys and girls. They were all kind of going out with each other, and I was like so far removed from that. And they were all crying. Like, I'm not going to see him and stuff. And I remember, even then, I was like, you're not going to be friends. I was aware.
Do you know what, though?
I was aware of that
process.
I cried in fucking year 6 at Leavers disco because of James Blunt. You're beautiful.
You did.
It
you
came
tweeted.
On, and I was sat on my own in like the corner in a chair because I used to get dead weird at like, you know, like when it's public,
Miles.
Like discos and stuff. I just sat on my own, and then like James Blunt came on. I just looked at everyone. I was like, it's the end.
Yeah.
That was basically it.
Probably
it was
a similar
quite
scenario.
Sad.
They're all
you
crying.
Tweeted
and
about
mates
it,
were crying
you?
And oh, yeah. that. But I remember feeling like, I don't want to cry. And I remember sitting down trying to cry to fit in.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, come on, I can do a tear here.
I don't think I cried.
I didn't Fine. Cry.
No,
I
didn't.
Everyone was crying.
I was probably, I used to gel my hair in like these big spikes and
but that's all.
I had a flame shirt and running around sliding on my knees.
Imagine yeah. being like a fucking primary school corner. Teacher and every fucking Leavers disco, you're just looking at a lot of 10-year-olds crying. But that's horrible, isn't it? It does happen.
I don't think it does now, because like, have you seen like kids that age now, like when you yeah. like meet them or something, like they're like so much, they've got like iPhones and like...
I cross the street, honestly, like yesterday coming home from here, obviously, you know, now it's we're approaching winter.
Yeah.
And obviously, when we come here in the morning, it's light. And when you open the door to leave, it's pitch black. And I was just walking down to catch the train, and there was, I genuinely crossed the street because there was a couple of 13-year-olds on the same side of the street as me. I was like, I'm not getting involved with that.
No, but honestly, I feel like they've gone like, at a disco now, they're definitely not sliding on the knees. Like,
no way.
Used to bite
the
bottom
of
a can, yeah.
They're not scared of the opposite sex either. Like, my school discos were boys in one end, girls yeah. on the other end, and then the two popular ones would sort of be pushed into the centre
yeah,
to talk
kiss.
To each other.
That was exactly
yeah.
how it was.
Sharks and the Jets, that's, West Side Story
yeah,
kind of thing, yeah.
You know, there's all... In my Leavers dance, I went with this boy called Harvey, and he bought me a bracelet because we were going to the same secondary school, so I don't know why. But I remember going home and Googling how much it was. He was giving me the bracelet and me being like, that was the first thing I did when I got home.
Was that so you could sell it? Oh, is that so? You were like, how much does he actually
30
like
quid.
Me?
I'm never going to see
Obviously,
you again.
Obviously, it was to know how much he fucking liked me. I was like, how much am I worth?
How much money does a 10-year-old have? Because honestly, I remember 40p yeah. being a lot and just getting loads of sweets.
Miles, at our school, maybe, but what? I imagine it might have been different at your school, you know, presents
yeah,
going around.
Yeah, I think the bracelet was about 50 quid. And then
fucking
what made
not bad.
And then what was awful about that is that then as I've gotten older, it's made me like cringe inside that he, like, as a 12-year-old, you don't have 50 quid lying about. I mean, I didn't.
Oh, so he,
so he must have asked his mum. Asked his mum. And then even worse, his mum might have bought the bracelet. Just gone out.
Or he might have robbed it off his mum.
He robbed it.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
See, that's what I think went on in my school.
It didn't come. He robbed it off his mum,
100%.
Yeah.
He just handed me this bracelet, and I was like, and it was leather. It was like a leather sort of, it could have been his older brother's. It was one of those leather ones that was like plated and had a magnet. I was like, this is
Try back here now.
So yeah, the next tune, Anais.
It is, we're number four now. Now is Swamp Thing's The Chameleons. And that is because that's one of those classic songs that you remember from your parents' record collection. I don't think it was ever a song that either of my parents told me to listen to, but it was always one that was played and I really liked, and a song that consequently I've passed on to other people. I mean, definitely with my dad, I've sat in his, you know, dressing room before he goes on stage many a time with Shazam out, Shazamming his Before He Goes On Stage playlist, because he plays such good music. He's definitely not someone that is enthusiastic in the way that he'll be like, oh, get on this tune. I mean, maybe if it's really good, but it's more that it's constantly surrounded me my whole life, just like really good music all the time. And it's definitely one of those songs that I remember hearing a lot and then coming home or going to boarding school and playing it all the time. Something that made me maybe think of home. And it's, you know, songs that now that loads of my friends who I've played it to, it's their favorite songs as well. And it's one of those songs that definitely reminds me of my parents.
Very underrated, the Chameleons, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, they've never done as good as, like, for example, like the Psychedelic Furs or, you know, them kind of
like
new wave.
Did we nearly support the
bands.
Chameleons at the Ritz? Have
I made
that
up? Yeah. Yeah,
really
early did.
Days.
Nearly did, yeah, because I think...
I just want to say I'm a bit anxious now, because that was your fourth one. You've only got one left. You've not picked an Oasis tune. You've not picked a Blossoms tune, so...
Yeah, I know.
Who's...
So we're fucked off. Who's obviously? So, let's have it right. Don't get your hopes up.
It was like when XS Manchester, the radio station, they tweeted like, they're doing like a best ever Manchester album. And he was like...
Of the last whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, he was like, Blossoms, Cool Like You. Oh,
the
Queen!
The Smiths, Queen is dead.
It's like fucking throws under a bus. Do you know what I mean? So, Anais, your final track.
Well, I thought
Blossoms,
I might. No, unfortunately, guys, it's
That's
not.
All right, mate. We know where we stand.
Although, if I had 10, it would be in there.
would we be 10th?
No, if I had to pick albums, you guys would definitely be in there for albums.
Okay.
Aw, oh, thanks. Cheers. Mate.
Cheers. Just the songs on their own are shit. That's what it is, isn't it?
what's your last one?
And then I thought, I honestly thought I'd be legally discerned if I didn't pick one of my dad's songs. So I've picked it. Very difficult. There's so many of my dad's songs that I love, particularly from his solo stuff, probably more than other Oasis stuff. But I thought I'm going to have to pick an Oasis song. And so I picked Don't Look Back in Anger because I feel like it's a song that wholeheartedly
personifies is... Manchester.
All right, Charles, it's like fucking getting it out.
You've got it in for me today, you.
Yeah, I don't know why, I'm just really not vibing. I think it's because you're sat at the back with your hands behind your head.
Yeah,
like
yeah, it's intimidating, this, isn't it?
Yeah, you're man spreading right now. It's a song that wholeheartedly, I think, has been adopted by the people of Manchester, and for that reason, I had to pick it.
It's like the unofficial national anthem, isn't it, Manchester?
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever you go to any club, it's the last song you play.
I remember that Fifth Avenue.
Everyone's
up.
Going fucking mental, arms in the air, sweating like fuck.
Can you remember the first time you heard that song?
Oh, my.
Because in my head, I want you to say, like, oh, I was, like, just coming downstairs and my dad was just playing it on an acoustic guitar. And
why would he play his own tune in his car?
You've got to practice them. I've come on to yours and you're playing your own... Like,
I would never play... You don't play one of the biggest ones, though, do you, really?
But you do Charlemagne.
Jamming Charlemagne at home.
Yeah.
Well, Anais said sometimes he does, so fuck you.
No, I think maybe he would never play it the whole way through, but I've definitely heard him take... I think it's just muscle memory, isn't it? Something that's really easy to play. I think it's usually when he picks up a guitar before he does something else. It's just something that is so instinctive, and then before he gets into something else. But I think... I don't think I'd be able to tell you the first time, but there's definitely significant memories. Like I remember them playing Wembley when I think I was probably about 8 or 9. And I definitely remember... I remember that, although... I never really remember Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger because they were always the last songs and I was always asleep by then. So
yeah, how old were you? Did you say you was like 8?
Yeah, well, they were 9. I was 9 when they broke up, 9 or 10 when they broke up. So I would have been about 8. And yeah, I remember on the side of the stage, we would always get 2 chairs, like pull out chairs, and I would curl up on the chairs. Also, I also remember my dad putting me in front of speakers on stage to sit there when I was 5. So that totally fucked my ears, but I just put her right next to the loudest thing here. With no, it wasn't ear defenders when I was growing up. That was not a fucking
Yeah, I thought
thing.
They always give kids like ear defenders.
Yeah, they do
when
now.
Similar to what you're wearing them. Now.
Exactly, but no, I was not given ear defenders. But yeah, I never really made it. I never really made it to...
But you were having it to like fucking in the bushes.
Yeah, exactly.
The encore was like, oh, I'm
nap time.
How brilliant is this? So when I was younger, my mum always wakes up early. So it was before I went to nursery, I'd always play in the kitchen. And in the kitchen is where I had loads of my toys. And my mum had loads of, you know, like aeroplane alcohol minis.
Oh, yeah.
And in the kitchen, I don't know why, because they're not very useful, but I had...
Stingy.
exactly. People come Sorry. Over and they're only specifically allowed one. Yeah,
this is the only the amount you're allowed.
Well, because I was young, they're like the perfect size for like young people. So
dolls.
I cleared them all off of the wall and I like set them all out. And I'm sure my mum thought that she doesn't know, that's fine. Or she didn't know. Anyway, she said, Inez, you've got to go. And I had my lunchbox and I put them all in my lunchbox and closed it. And then I went to nursery and then they would, at nursery, they'd make you go and collect your lunchbox and bring it to the table. And I did. And I took out all my stuff and I laid out all the alcohol minis as my drink.
just Inez sat there getting all the minis out.
I did something similar when I was at nursery, but replace alcohol with... my mum's entire collection of heirloom jewellery.
What's heirloom again?
It's like handed family, down, yeah, like, yeah.
So like generations of, you know, valuable and sentimental, you know, pieces. Like, you know, really nice gold yeah. and such.
You took it
fucking hell,
yeah. Apparently what had happened was my mum got called into nursery and she's just like, do you just want to check Josh's pockets? And so she just looked in my pockets and taken everything. All of the jewellery. I don't know why. Well, obviously, I don't remember this. But, you know, this is like, you know, incredibly sentimental, you know, and valuable pieces. And I just had pockets full of gold and jewels.
Foxy.
Jesus. Yeah. Quite pirate, that.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for
Thanks
doing
for
that
dropping
for us.
In.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
I did. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would, yeah.
That's good.
Cheers.
Yeah. We love you a lot.
And nice to see you.
We'll see you soon.
I'm sure I will. Well, have a great time, guys. Enjoy the rest of your podcast. Negative YouTube comment of the week.
Why do you hate us? Negative YouTube comment. Oh, I've got a good one.
I've got one.
Can I read out mine first? Because mine's not. I don't know if we'll use it. Because well, we should do, but. Anyways, you know on the foolish loving spaces questions thing we did for Enemy?
This is the one I've got. Someone said, wait, for Radio X?
Yeah, someone's put saving your fortunes and haircuts all around.
Ah, that's not the one I went for.
Right, and that's not that. So that's the negative thing. Someone's been like, they're saving loads of money on, right? This guy's profile picture is his head and he's bald on it. And someone's commented on it saying, maybe this would lend some to you, slaphead. I've not heard slaphead for ages.
Is the guy with the bald head? Did he like offend us?
Yeah, he said like saving fortunes and haircuts. Yeah. And someone said maybe they should lend some to you, slaphead.
Just while we're on that video, this is what mine was from.
Oh, go on.
So the guy's name is Ollie. That's all he's got. And
creative.
His profile picture is. Let's have a look just to fucking dig him. His profile picture is. What the fuck is that? Is that a skyline?
That's the Northern Lights.
Northern
Aurora.
Lights.
Aurora. Borealis.
So that's a bit lame anyway, isn't it? Having that as your photo.
I mean, I've never been.
I bet it's amazing. Like.
And while we're on it, I've clicked on his favourites and it tells you his favourite videos that he's liked on Facebook, on YouTube. Moments of respect in rugby. Why would you watch that?
Why would you favourite that?
So that's one of his favourites. And he put to us. Oh no, and he's also one of his favourites. He's a 360 video driving an SLC around London Mercedes Benz.
Fucking hell.
So about us, he said, state of them.
State of them.
Fucking rugby respect hates us.
So, yeah.
Is it all just come down to having long hair?
I think so.
Because that's like something that people like genuinely get bullied about for fucking ever, don't they?
And one of his other favourites is Network Rail, episode 5, Worth the Risk.
State of that.
So yeah, the state of them, Ollie, Mr. Northern Lights.
Fucking hell. It's not bad, is it?
Ordered curry the other day, well, like 2 weeks ago, and, you know, put the order in, they were like 15% off delivery. I was like, okay, why, whatever. Oh. Turned up, forgot to order Papadoms, came with 12 free Papadoms.
That's great. That's a really good one.
My first one, that, you know.
That's good, that.
Yeah.
No, 12?
12, yeah.
Jesus. That's like that. What time was it? Was it at the, like, close to the end of the night? We were just like, we need to just get rid of these Papadoms.
Well, the thing is, I ordered it at like 6:30. It didn't come till 8:30, so it did take like 2 hours to be fair.
Yeah.
So
where'd you get
that's your compensation,
where'd you get vegan curry from?
You just phone them up and be like, you know, what have you used in that?
They're not vegan, are they?
It's not vegan, is it?
Ghee's not vegan, is it?
Nah.
You've been listening to a Blossoms podcast. Well, sorry, it was good.
Just to meet again, because
we don't often see each other.
Well, that was good.
Talk about nice things. Yeah, I'm really going to go away now, thinking how I can be more respectful of the next rugby game.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.